Along with the high drama of a potential Red Sox championship being won tonight, there is a simultaneous event of cosmic significance in the middle of tonight's game in St. Louis and all around the country. At 9:23 p.m. Central Time, the moon will enter total eclipse. The full moon will be completely swallowed by the Earth's shadow for 1 hour and 22 minutes. From time to time, we talk about things celestial with Kelly Beatty. He's editor of Night Sky magazine. Kelly, welcome back.
Thanks, Melissa.
And for those of us who always have to sort of pull out citrus fruit and line them up in orbits to try to remember what an eclipse means, walk us through what's happening tonight.
Sure. For the first time since May, Earth is coming directly between the moon and sun. Earth casts its shadow across 250,000 miles of space and gobbles up the moon. And it's a great thing to watch.
Gobbles it up very gradually, bite by bite. And I guess once the moon is completely in shadow, you still will be able to see a glow in the sky. Is that right?
Right. This is kind of a slow motion event. During that period of totality that you mentioned, the moon does not go completely black. All of the sunrises and sunsets going on at that moment are leaking a little of their light into the shadow and casting a glow on the moon's surface. So from our perspective, it might take a kind of coppery color and maybe even a brighter red here and there.
Could be quite a sight.
Very much so. In fact, eclipses of the moon have been seen as harbingers of doom or evil throughout our past culture.
Now, of course, you're there in Boston and a Red Sox fan, and I imagine Red Sox fans would like to read some hidden meaning into this, that they're getting a full total lunar eclipse on the night that could win them the championship for the first time since 1918.
You know, Melissa, officially I have to say there's no connection between this eclipse and what's going on here on the Earth. But if I were a St. Louis Cardinals fan, I would definitely see this eclipse as a bad moon rising. We're hoping for a sweep here in Boston.
And has there been an eclipse during a World Series game before? What's the precedent here?
Never. World Series games were always during the daytime up until about 1970, and since then it's never conspired to have a lunar eclipse during one of the games. This will be the first time. There were a couple of close calls, but this is the first real event.
Well, I've looked at the forecast for St. Louis. Cloudy and a chance of rain, last I checked.
Yeah, it's been changing. Last I heard, there is at least some chance that they'll get a peek at this eclipse from time to time. The total phase for them should occur about 2 hours into the game, and so we're hoping that we'll get a peek of that. You know, it's funny, lunar eclipses have not often been televised very widely. I think the last time any real play got was in 1971 when the Apollo 15 astronauts beamed back a total lunar eclipse as they were coming back from the moon.
Now tonight, all around the country, we should be able to watch this happen. Is it the kind of thing, just step back out in the backyard, look up at the sky, and bring a chair, watch for a while, or what's
the
best way?
Love these kinds of events because they're what we call eyeball astronomy. Literally, you can go out on the back porch during the commercials of the game or whatever, seventh inning stretch. You don't need any special equipment. If you've got binoculars, and most people do, those give a really pleasing view of the eclipse during its progress. And a telescope will work great, too.
Kelly Beatty is editor of Night Sky magazine. Kelly, thanks for talking with us.
A pleasure, Melissa. Thanks.